This week, we're starting a new series on values. Treasures in heaven, as was read in Matthew 6 for us. And when I ask you, what are your values? What do you think of, right? Just think about that for a minute. If I ask you, what are your values? Which is slightly different than if I ask you, what do you value, maybe, right? You think about what are your values versus what do you value. We could, of course, think of some synonyms for value or this question, right? What do you care about? What are your priorities? What do you think are the most important? And we could put a number of things here, thing, people, ideas. What do you think are the most important? Just things for us to think about. And so our root text for this is Matthew 6, which as we did with Ephesians 4 in our previous series, we're going to read Matthew 6, probably not 19 through 24, but at least 19 through 21 every week as also a sort of a backdoor means of memorizing some scripture as well. Matthew 6, 19 through 24. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth or rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body, so if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Now, we read a bit more than was read in the scripture reading a moment ago. And these sections, right, there's three different sections of this. I think most people are familiar with the first section about the treasures in heaven, right? The moth and the rust. But the next two, about the eye and the money, right? You can't serve both God and money. Those two sections are variations of the same thing. He's talking about the same idea in all three of these sort of sections of the text. So we'll begin with the first section, the treasures in heaven, but we're going to also talk about the eye of the body and the serving masters also. Let's begin with this first section. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. We'll pause there for a minute. Note the intentionality of the text. We are the ones who decide where our treasure is. That's the idea of lay up. Do not do this action. And the action would be lay up for yourselves. That we are deciding where we put our treasure. We're deciding what we care about. We're deciding what we value. We're deciding what category of things, right? There's two categories here. Now, the last phrase, which we didn't read, this gets to the core of the matter, right? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. There are only two options presented for treasure storage. You're either storing it on earth or in heaven. That's it. Those are the only two options. And when we think about the things we value, that will determine our heart, where our heart is too, right? What we think about, what motivates us, what drives us. The things that I treasure or value or care about or prioritize, that's what motivates me. That's what determines what I think about. That determines, in large respect, my emotions. It determines my drive, my goal, my purpose. So the things that I care about, the things that I value, the things that I, in the text, would say treasure, the things that I hold to be most valuable, right? Because we're thinking about treasure. I always think about, I don't know, whenever I hear the word treasure, I think about pirate movies, right? And the treasure, and they're seeking the treasure. And all the thing in the whole, you've ever watched a Pirates of the Caribbean there? All of the things they do are to find the thing, the treasure, whatever it happens to be. It's their whole purpose. Their whole goal is to acquire more treasure. That's how we are as people. Now, it may not be gold and silver and jewels. That may not be what you care about. But the thing that you care about, that shapes your whole life. What you do, what you say, who you befriend, what your job is, we're all working toward the things that we find to be valuable. So, what do you care about? And the things that you care about, if we're thinking about the places on earth versus in heaven, right? The things that you value most in life, could they be found in heaven? Just think about that for a minute. The things that you really care about in life, could I find those things in heaven? And if the answer is no, then what was the point of the other texts? They will break and get lost and deteriorate, where the moth and rust destroy and the thieves break in and steal, right? Now, the next section, it's different, but very unusual. But he is making the same sort of point here. Matthew 6, beginning verse 22, the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, then your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, then your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Now, there's a bit of metaphor mixing here. It's a little bit unusual text language that is in the text here. He's not talking about how well you see, right? We know this is metaphorical. He's not talking about my literal vision. But what? The heart is in the body. We're thinking about the analogy here. He's mixing metaphors. The heart is in the body. A lamp illuminates or covers in light. That's what a lamp does. So if he's making the metaphor, the analogy, that the eye is the lamp of the body, that is, the eye illuminates the body. Well, not my physical body, right? But what? What's inside me? My heart, what I care about, what I think about. So what we let in through our eyes is what illuminates or covers our hearts. We could think about the three sort of categories of sin and temptation, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. We're thinking about what we're focused on, what I'm really paying attention to, what I'm thinking about most of the time, and that's what I'm fixing my eyes on, again, in a metaphorical sense. Now, Jesus has already talked about eyes in this sermon. This is, of course, in the Sermon on the Mount, a long section of text that is Jesus teaching various things. And in this section, just one chapter prior, he's already talked about eyes. Matthew 5, verse 27, you have heard that it was said, you should not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And again, we're seeing the connection between eyes and heart, right? We're seeing that connection here. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away, for it is better for you to lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. So we can understand as we put these texts together, right? What we look at, what we focus on is our treasure, the things that I value. Is what I'm looking at and focusing on. And the things that I value then, if we go back to the text in Matthew chapter 6, that will influence, cover, illuminate what's in my heart. So if I'm looking at, and we'll go back there, if my eye is healthy, that is, I'm focusing on, paying attention to, and caring about treasures in heaven, would be the text. If I'm thinking about those things, then my body will be full of light, what I care about, what I think about, what I want. But if my eye is bad, that is what? I'm valuing and focusing on and paying attention to treasures on earth, then my whole body will be full of darkness. And in this case, that would be my heart, right? My heart will be full of darkness. I'll be thinking about worldly things. I'll be thinking about things that don't matter. I'll be paying attention to and caring about things that are not good and possibly even sinful. Now, the third section then, Matthew 6, 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Now, we have treasures, we have the eye, we have the service. But all these we can understand are the same idea. Because the word devoted, the word love, those are words of the heart, aren't they? Words of priority and value and things that we care about. I'm devoted to or I love a particular thing. Here it's the two masters. Now the word money here is an interesting choice for a Greek word that more generally means wealth, this last word in the text. And if you are looking in your Bibles, I don't know if you follow along in your own Bible. If you have a different version than I do, which I have the ESV, if you have maybe the New American Standard and the New King James, you might have mammon, which is a transliteration, a horrible transliteration, or you might have wealth. This is a more generic word than currency. It's not just currency. It could apply to possessions or valuables. It could apply to just the things that we have in this life. So when he says you cannot serve God and wealth, you cannot serve God, a spiritual being, and the stuff of this life, the things that we accumulate over time in our earthly physical lives. And again, this is a matter of priorities, right? What do you spend your time on? In this case, it's not laying up is not the action. And it's not the idea of the eye and the being influenced by what we care about. Here it's the word serve. Living in service to a particular thing. And if I care about the stuff of this life, that would be treasures on earth. If I care about money or possessions or my other things in this life, my job, and even things that might seem good, but if I'm only focusing on the earthly aspect of them, like my family, then that's what I'm going to serve. That's what I'm going to spend my time on. That's what I'm going to shape my schedule around, like a servant would. A servant who would make sure that he was in the right place for the master at the right time, shaping his time and his effort and his energy around fulfilling the needs of the master, whoever that happened to be. In our case, it would be the pursuit of these treasures, this value. So, what's the overall point? Our values, and I have that in air quotes, the things that we care about, the things that we value, affect the very core of our being. They affect what we think about. They affect how we spend our time. They affect the relationships that we form. Our values matter. And so we come to this phrase, treasures in heaven. Jesus is forcing us to question what we care about, right? Because the question is of ultimate importance. If I ask you, what are your values? That question is of eternal significance. It's at the center of who you are as a person. It's something that will influence your eternal destination, which is why he says, right, at the very beginning, where moth or rust destroy, where thieves break in or steal, that's temporary in nature, as opposed to the treasures in heaven, which cannot be stolen, cannot be destroyed, cannot be broken, will not break down, because they are eternal. So this question is not just for the 80 years of our physical life. This question has meaning for eternity. So in this series, this is the first lesson in a series, we're going to examine some of the most common things or ideas or people or relationships, the categories of such things that people typically care about the most. We're going to look at some of these typical things that people value. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Everybody's different. But we're going to be asking questions like, how will valuing these things affect our hearts? What are these things going to motivate us to do? And ultimately, we have to be asking the question, are these things something that could be stored in heaven if we're laying up treasures in heaven? So let's return to the first section as we are wrapping up this first introductory lesson today. Matthew 6, 19 through 21 again. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth or rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The language of location is important. We have to examine the things that we value. And I don't know when the last time is that you made sort of an inventory. I talk about the idea of a spiritual inventory every so often. Of being intentional and just thinking about, sitting down and taking time to think about, what do you value? Now, we can sort of do this the reverse too, right? Maybe you don't really know what your priorities are, but you could figure it out by what? What do you spend most money on? What do you spend most, well, maybe for some people it's rent and food, and that's understandable, obviously. So maybe we could ask the question this. What do you spend most of your discretionary spending on? That is, after you've met the necessities of life, what do you spend most of your money on? That would be a way of determining what you value. What do you spend most of your time on? Well, again, what are you going to say? I sleep and I go to work. Well, sure. But again, once you've met the necessities of life, what do you spend your time on? Mostly. That's going to tell you what you value, right? What do you think about the most? This one could even apply at work because you're thinking about stuff at work that you shouldn't be thinking about. I know you are because it's just human nature. What do you find yourself drifting back to in your thoughts most often? That's a pretty good indicator that that's the thing you care about the most, right? So we maybe don't know consciously what I value, but I can figure it out if I take the time to think about some of these questions. And ultimately, again, the question must be, is this a thing or a person or an idea that I could store in heaven that would be waiting for me when I get there? Or maybe we could ask it this way, is this something that would help me get to heaven? And if the answer to these is no, then it's probable that you are storing up treasures on earth. Which means what? You're going to lose it. Right? Maybe you'll lose it to somebody stealing it, as he says in the text. Maybe it'll just break because everything breaks. Maybe you'll lose it through no fault of your own, just by the nature of life. We lose things. Even relationships we lose, right? People we lose. So if the things that you're caring about, spending most of your time on, thinking about the most, spending most of your money on, if those things are not going to have eternal significance, then maybe you'll get 80 years out of it and that's it. Versus the treasures in heaven. 1 Timothy 4, 7 through 10. Train yourself for godliness, for while bodily of training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have set our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. In our values, the things that we care about, the things we prioritize, we must strive for godliness. Now, this is a vague idea, godliness, right? What does that even mean? Could mean one of a couple of things. Either being like God, as Peter says, be holy for I am holy, or reverence toward God. This word godliness could also mean reverence or piety or respect toward God instead of being like God. And what does he say about godliness? It is a value in every way. That is, it is important and has benefit in every way, not just this life. And I will point out that many of the things that God values do hold benefit in this life, right? It's not just in eternity. But if I'm thinking about being honest and I'm striving to be truthful and I really care about and value honesty, well, that is going to have eternal significance because it'll help me avoid sin. But it's also going to help me in this life because people will trust me more and I'll have better relationships and I'll be happier generally because I'm not having to keep track of all the lies I'm telling. And it will benefit me not just in heaven, but in this life. Do we value what God values? And one of the things we're going to go through this series as we go through it is looking at some of the things that God has said that he cares about. Things that God finds to be important or prioritizes. And ultimately, why do we need to care about what God values? Well, if I want to be like God, if I'm going to be holy as God is holy, well, part of that is I need to care about the things that God cares about. I need to consider to be important the things that God considers to be important. In other words, do we set our hope on the living God? As opposed to what? And again, we're seeing the major contrast in this. Setting our hope on the living God as opposed to dead things of this life. Things that have no lasting significance. Things that will break and let me down and fail. Things that will inevitably get lost or destroyed. If that's what I'm setting my hope on, then what? I will be. As Jesus says, a matter of eternal significance. If we value earth, I just said all this stuff. What do we value? And if we discover that we value something God doesn't, what should we do about it? So this week, your homework, yes, you have homework. It's the homework I already assigned to you. Take some time this week to think about those questions we've asked. What do I spend my, and I'll put in quotes, what do I spend my free time on? Because you might say, well, I spend all my time on work, but you know what? If you spend all your time on work to the exclusion of all else, and maybe it's cutting into family time and cutting into time that you could spend with other Christians and cutting into time that you could be at worship, then even though work itself might be important, you've made it too valuable. So what do I spend my time on? What do I spend my money on? If you use online banking, it's pretty easy to go back. Just print off the last month. Print off the last month of your bank statement and just go through and see what you spent your money on. And it kind of can be surprising sometimes if you haven't done that in a while. What do you think about? And it's going to take some time this week. You're going to have to put yourself in this mindset of sort of thinking about your thinking. It's very meta. What do you catch yourself returning to in your thoughts over and over? Could be any number of things. Could be entertainment. It could be a hobby. It could be your family. It could be any number of things, right? But if the thing that keeps coming, you keep coming back to in your thoughts, if that has no eternal significance, could not be found in heaven, then what? You're, again, laying up for yourselves treasures on earth. And if we discover, one of the things we're going to talk about as we go through this series, if we discover that we value things that God doesn't value, how do I change that? Because that's a tricky question. How do I change what I care about? And there are some information for us, I'm sure, about that that we'll go through as we go through this series. Ultimately, we'll put this text up here one more time as we conclude. For this end, we talk because we have set our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially those who believe. Here's the question. What could be more valuable than your soul? Some of you are shaking your head. Nothing, right? We understand that. We intellectually maybe understand. Sure, nothing's more valuable than my eternal soul because it's going to last forever and it's going to affect my eternity. Hooray, I understand that. And yet, I may intellectually understand that, but my life does not bear that out, right? Because it's one thing to have the head knowledge, and it's another for these things to live in our hearts. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.